August 29th, 2017. Knowing the inner workings. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. 2 Corinthians 10:3, King James Version. Every temptation, every attack you have, begins as a thought attack. Your body cannot and will not do anything without you first having a thought. Your life won't either. Paul starts off 2 Corinthians 10 as such. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. As if we walked according to the flesh. Paul is conveying the importance of understanding that we cannot deal with spiritual attacks in the flesh. You have to know and understand with great certainty the inner workings to how this principle functions. Now on to our scriptural text for today. Paul says in verse 3, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." Take a moment to recognize with me that this verse is not contradictory to 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Even though we walk in the flesh, our faith is not in the flesh. This is a key point of reference for which you have to be able to rightly divide the word. You can't walk by faith in the flesh. Walking by faith only occurs through walking in the Spirit. Paul is letting the church of Corinth, as well as us, know that when it comes to your faith and your flesh, you must understand what you are dealing with and how you are to handle it. When it comes to handling any form of spiritual attack, you have to let Satan know. You better understand who you are dealing with here. You are not just dealing with a fleshly person. I have some authority. I have some dominion, and I know how to use it. My job as a pastor and an apostle is to teach you how to use what you already have. Now use it.